Hi, Big Fatty.
Quiet, please. We're on the 17th, going into the 18th. We're here on Kiowa Island. Oh, that's a lovely golf clap you have there.
Thank you. Just happy to be here.
I'm not sure why you wore opera gloves to a golf course, but anyway, it's a lovely golf clap.
Thank you.
And
excuse me.
Oh, quiet, please. If you do that again, I'll have to get the librarian over here. You know, because I am Golf Marshal Fatty, and that's why I'm wearing this badge. And you're under a fat.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show.
Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
Put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you. Man!
The show that almost did not happen. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 24th of May, 2021, in the holy precious year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I am your host, the frustrated, pissed off, done with all of it today. That's
you
Mr. Larry
sweaty.
H. Vader. Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Once again, even he can't get it right when he knows I'm frustrated. V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader. How is everyone doing? Oh, happy Monday, everyone. I've got the fat one here. Say hello, Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. By the way, it's quite pleasant here in the villa, in the air-conditioned villa. You seem to be a little, as they say, sweaty.
I am a little sweaty. I just got...
Is there a story there?
You know, it's just... You can't find good help these days. And I got a brand new HVAC 2 months ago today. Can you believe it's been 2 months? But 2 months ago... Actually, 2 months ago Friday. And so I had a little notification that I needed to change the filter on the air conditioner. So I was going to go to Lowell's and get some, but I was at Target and they had them. They were way overpriced, but I said, you know what? Whatever. I don't want to go to Lowell's. So I bought the $10 each filters for the air conditioner and got home and I was like, oh, we're going to record in 30 minutes. I'll just go ahead and change this out before I put them in the closet and forget that I've put them in the closet, whatever.
Yeah.
So easier said than done. Y'all, there's so much shit in the way. I had to take half of the air handler apart to be able to get the air filter in there because they have put so many wires and cords and cables in between it and the door that you have to take things apart to change the air filter. So I have lost my patience with that.
Are you blowing it out with Big Fatty?
I'm telling you, I have already sent the help ticket and said somebody needs to come fix this. Because this is not going to be a thing every 2 to 3 months.
You know what they're going to say? I'm sorry, Mr. Vader, your 60-day warranty is up.
No, I have a 10-year warranty. So, to which I say, come on out, and you can do better this go-round. So, you know, and I don't like having to move the 220-volt wire around to be able to put the damn filter in. And
well, that's shocking.
Right. I was like, that's just how I want to go, is changing the air conditioner filter. So, yeah, I don't want to throw my heart out of whack. So yeah. So I'm just frustrated. You know, when you get frustrated and it's 95 degrees outside, you get sweaty. And so I'm sweaty. And I've left my water downstairs. On top of all that, I made a big glass of ice water.
Why don't you go pick it up and I'll stretch.
It's too far, and I will make it for 25 more minutes. So, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, have you guys ever just had enough? Like, all the things, enough. Yeah, I went to see Miss Shirley on Sunday. And, you know, I love Miss Shirley at the Target.
You do.
And I do, and I just went in there because... Well, this is a tangent, and I'll probably talk about this on my other little show, but have y'all tried the oat milk? Big Fatty, have you tried
No, I saw this on the Twitty, though.
Well, everybody has been going crazy over the Starbucks oat milk, brown caramel, sugar, popsicle latte, whatever it is. I don't know. I don't drink all the fancy drinks. But
excuse me, I believe, as Miss Lauren would say, you've become a hot cocoa girl.
Right. And so I follow on YouTube this lady, Morgan, and she's a barista, but she does all. So she recreated it and she was like, I like it fine, but I'm going to make it even better. And so she was going on about what a great like mixture it was. So I was like, you know what? I need to cut some dairy out of my diet. Who doesn't?
Mm. Well, now does dairy not sit well with you? Does it what kind of effects do you have from dairy?
You know, I don't have much in the way of effects, just a little, you know, a little sharding from time to time. But I drink, so ever since the pandemic, we stopped brewing coffee at the coal mine, and then I realized I couldn't have the hot brewed coffee. So I make cold brew, which is no big deal, but I definitely like to put a little cream in it. I don't put sugar in it. Anyway, so I was at the grocery store this past weekend, and bought oat milk. And it was on sale, so it was like $2 for a half gallon of it, or maybe a gallon. I guess that's a half gallon. And I was like, okay, I'll try it. You know, how bad can it be? It's terrible. It's awful. And like, it's this weird, like Archer would never drink this because the texture of it is kind of slimy almost.
Oh.
I don't know how to explain. Like, it's thick. It's almost like goo. And like, but it doesn't, you put it in the coffee and it sinks right to the bottom. And so then you stir it and it'll stir in, but it doesn't turn it any color. Like, it doesn't cream it. So it doesn't, it just does it, and it's bitter tasting.
Why bother?
Yeah, and it's awful. So that has gone in the garbage.
You should have given it to the kiddies to see how they would have liked it.
Right. So I went out to the Target because I've been buying new towels for the Vader family compound, but I only buy a few a month just because, you know, I don't want to. Those towels are expensive, y'all.
Honey, everything is expensive.
It's like $12 a towel, and I know that doesn't sound like much, but when you want six or eight of them, that's $100 in towels. Anyway, so
you have to stitch like four of them together towel, right?
I buy the bath sheet, so I only have to stitch two together.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So yeah. So anyway, I got that stuff, but y'all, I also bought extra special Chris. You may know him as
Man.
Recommended.
Yes, I do know him as that.
Yeah. Recommended that I try the almond milk. So I've bought the almond milk. Now, I'm going to tell you, if this goes like the oat milk does, I'm probably going to have a meltdown.
Now, you should have consulted with Dr. Stone. You know, he is a medical professional, and he dealt for years with almond Redenbacher.
You know what? He probably is the expert.
He may have even milked almond Redenbacher.
Somewhere there used to be a vomit sound effect, and I don't see that, but we may need to look at adding that back because I suspect.
I'm sure Dr. Stone just created that. Maybe he could send it to us.
right. Okay. Oh my goodness. But y'all, I was in Target. And I was going to check out, you know, there was probably 15 people in line. And at Target, they do the one line thing. And there's someone at the front saying, you got to register two, you got to register three, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, and, I haven't seen that.
Oh, they've been doing that for over a year. And unless there's no one in there and then you can walk up. But Target always has a line. And so, there's like six self-checkouts.
Yes.
Four. Anyway, and those move real quick because most people are like me. They were just buying four or five things. Well, y'all, there's a woman in front of me, and she had a meltdown in the line. She was like, I want to get in that line. And she was like, well, how do I get in line? I was like, you just wait, and they'll tell you what line to go to. She's like, well, I don't want to go to what line he wants. And, like, just screaming. And so I just pushed my cart around her and went right over to the self-checkout. Because I was like...
Well, how... Other than that, how was the skull?
Right. I mean, she didn't have a mask on because, you know, you don't have to wear a mask anymore. And so she didn't have a mask on. Y'all, it was like she had forgotten how to be a human being.
Karen, just ask them. And,
right. Like, but she didn't want to wait in line with everyone else. She wanted to cut the line and go right to a register.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's just going on and on about it. I wheel past her. Check my stuff out. I'm walking out the door. She's still waiting in line at a register.
Okay.
Anyway, to that I say, give you the finger, Karen, and a little bit of that.
Oh.
So, yeah, how was your weekend?
I've had a lovely weekend.
Oh.
We had the Friday at Fatty's. And
the annual tradition of it returning after a long Fatty away, Kay.
Well, it was a three-week hiatus. And
I noticed, by the way, completely unrelated, I noticed on the Twitty and the Face Space last weekend that Granny Durwood and young Nicholas looked to be having a lot of fun last Friday night.
They did, because I wasn't here. They were at the Dudley Do-Rights.
I know,
and then
I know.
Granny could not make it on Friday night, so they had the inspectors from the state in to check. I guess they were taking rectal temperatures of the residents at the nursing home.
Right, right.
And so he had to work late, and so he didn't come. So we went to Dudley Do-Right's on Saturday night.
So did you tip the drag queen, or did she give you COVID? Which one of those?
No, we sat in the back watched people play pool. But
that Big Fatty is getting out of the house. I'm so proud of you, Big Fatty.
Oh, poor Big Fatty. I felt very safe. I didn't feel, it wasn't. Even though there during the show there were quite a few people, but we were back in the back away from the big crowd and everything, and
I'm very happy you got out and about.
It was nice to see some folks that I hadn't seen in a long time.
Now, did you stop by the PatricksPubOnline.com on your way home?
You know, that's now the Charleston County Democratic Party headquarters.
I did see that when I drove by. I had to go over to that shopping center for work the other day.
Oh, did you have to get a flag or something?
I did have to get a flag for a 102-year-old's birthday party. Yeah, but I wasn't going. So did you enjoy seeing the coworkers?
Huh?
Did you enjoy seeing your old coworkers at your birthday party?
No, I didn't. I saw one at the Dudley Do-Rights last night, though.
Oh, that's terrifying. Terrifying.
It was the little lamb.
Oh, that's even more terrifying. Oh, poor Big Fatty. And she said, oh, Mr. Fatty.
Oh,
hi.
Big Fatty. Oh. I think she seemed genuinely... excited to see me. So
drunk.
And I was
perfect.
I was walking out the door and she, I'm here. So.
Oh, anyway. Well, you know, the ladies that we, that I work with like to go there for the cheap Miller Lite.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. They love it. But, yeah, well, that's terrifying. Thank goodness I wasn't there. Not that I would go there ever, but yeah, well, Big Fatty.
Yes.
Last week we had a crazy little show, and I forgot something.
Wait a minute. As opposed to this week when you forgot how to do the little show, because y'all, we sat here for about 10 minutes for Vader going, Why can't I hear you? I can't hear you. Now I hear you twice. I hear it, this once. I hear you.
Yeah, there was some update.
It says
Zoom.
It's recording. It's not recording. And then it's, okay, now it's recording.
Yeah. So there was some update to Zoom, and all of a sudden I was hearing Big Fatty twice with via Zoom, which I've never ever had happen before. Wow. So,
but anyway, all right.
And then my AirPods disconnected. You. But yeah.
Oh, gotta hate that.
Yeah. So anyway, okay. Also, I might, if we have time, I'll tell you the story about how I sharted myself yesterday. But
You forgot something last week.
Let's go ahead and do it.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fat.
You get a tightness up, right?
Oh, well, I flew to Chicago, remember, the other day. So. Went ahead. Took care of
it. That was a coal mine trip.
And I don't know why.
But I was just going shopping.
You did it just for this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you were having it up.
Oh, so close. So close. Okay. So, we had a voicemail last week, and you guys, we love voice letters. So, I completely forgot to play it. Before we play it, we also had a little more contact info. It was Brian and the Danberries. I've already deleted
lost
it.
The information.
No, I've already deleted it. So perfect.
Okay.
But it was not about this show, but he emailed this show to tell me that the iTunes was broken for the I Have a Lot to Say. And I actually knew that. I fought with it for several days until actually I had to reach out to Apple and they're like, oh, Mr. Vader, we're so sorry. There's some blah, blah, blah. So anyway.
There's some what?
I don't know. There was some glitch with the way it was set up or something. They fixed
it. So it was a stitch then.
Yes, it was a stitch. Okay. So speaking of the stitch, did you hear your little lamb had the GERD this week? So all right.
No.
Yeah, had the GERD. So but let's go ahead and play this voice letter. And actually I don't remember who it's from. Let's do it.
Hi.
Hi.
This is the Laughing Buddha, and I just got in from a Nipa walk, and
ooh,
I thought I would give you some content. You know,
it's really good
to hear Dr. Stone on the Little Fatty Cast.
How dare you?
You know, I was wondering, is he auditioning for the permanent replacement, like on the Jeopardy?
No comment. No comment.
Anderson Cooper?
He has better sense than
Because I would vote for... Dr. Stone over Big Fatty.
How dare you?
I'm sure your multitude of listeners would do the same. So, listeners of the Little Fatty Cast, why don't you call in and place your vote for the new co-host of the Little Fatty Cast?
Yes, do that.
That would be fun. So, here's a little content for you.
Barrel of laughs. Oh, Jesus Christ. I think somebody else had a stitch.
Clearly. Thank you, Laughing Buddha. I forgot that was from you when that came in. So thank you. Now, you know, if you want to be cool like the Laughing Buddha or Brian and Danbury, you can send us an e-letter. It's meh@thelfc.online, and I will eventually remember to play it. So, yeah,
and
but
see,
thank
I don't
you.
Get that anymore, no. So no. I can't.
Well, it was too confusing, and Google is cracking down on some stuff, on some email distributioning.
Yeah.
So, so thanks, Laughing Buddha. You know, unfortunately, Dr. Stone is probably unavailable. He's thrown his podcast equipment into the garbage. It looks like I just have to stick with Big Fatty. So,
and you want me to throw mine in the garbage. So, on behalf of listeners everywhere,
it's true. Y'all, speaking of listeners everywhere, thanks. So, send us a voice letter. I took the microphone that I was using for the shows to the coal mine to use for all of my Zoom calls I'm doing every day. I had one on Monday or Tuesday. And it was with this vendor who's doing this major software development project for us.
Oh,
and we have all these calls, and it was our first like kickoff call, and like, we're going through the whole thing, and about 3 minutes in, what? Can you say that? I can't hear you. Why? Can you get closer to the microphone? Y'all, I threw it in the garbage right then and there. I was like, enough of this. Enough. It doesn't even work with Zoom. So, y'all, I threw it out. And, so instead of being way too loud, then no one could hear me. I threw it out, and it is, well, it's gone to the great e-waste recycling center in the sky.
Can we just have a moment? Thank you.
Yes. Even the crickets were like, please get rid of that thing.
Right.
So, yeah. Well, anyway, so we're going to stick with the good audio here. But, we're
on your end.
Well, yours works. That's the thing. It sounds pretty shitty as far as like pro audio goes. But like for podcast quality audio, it's fine. Like for you, I don't understand why this one worked for the, even though I always had it turned down the gain like to zero. So I don't know. There's something going on there, but I probably should have returned it. It was still well within its 1 year warranty, but it is what it is. But yeah. So Big Fatty.
Yes.
Should we?
Sure.
I mean, unless we don't want to, because we don't have to do anything. All right. Well,
yeah.
Let's move this show along at a professional pace. To quote
too late.
The late and great Miss Vivica Dubois.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everyone. It's that time of the show again where Big Fatty tells me the name of someone who was born on this day in history, and I tell him who they were, are, or if they're dead or alive.
Frank right. Says. All right. First one up today is Robert Zimmerman.
Robert Zimmerman. Well, last I heard, he's still alive. He is the head of the music department at the College of Charleston, my alma mater.
Not that one.
Oh, there's another one.
However, in the same field.
This wouldn't happen to be the famous composer who composes modern classical music, would it?
No.
Oh.
Well, Robert Zimmerman.
Alive.
Go ahead.
Who? Alive. Alive.
Alive. Well, Robert Zimmerman is alive.
See?
you probably know him better as Bob Dylan. So.
No, I don't actually. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So. Gary Berghoff.
Where is Dr. Stone when you need him? Gary Berghoff or Berghoff. It doesn't
matter. Berghoff.
Gary Berghoff.
B-U-R-G-H-O-F-F.
Okay. Gary Berghoff. I think he's passed on. I think got him during the pandemic. He was on the Olympic team. He was 500 meter, I believe, in the 1940 Olympics.
Well, close. Did the music go away?
No.
Oh, okay. Gary Berghoff is alive, and he played Radar O'Reilly on MASH.
Ooh. Okay.
All right. Let's see. I've got another one here. Let me just find it real quick.
You got another one when you find it. All right. Barbara West, Catwoman, dead.
Well, Barbara West is indeed dead, but she was an English survivor of the Titanic sinking. Too soon.
Too soon. I don't know if I'm going to get over that.
Just one more.
Well, we better have one more to lighten things up on, to end on a positive note.
Yeah, I know. You can't end on death.
But you can. In fact, you will.
I will. Will Sasso.
Will Sasso. William Sasso. Willie Sasso. I guess he's alive still. Mm-hmm. He's getting on up there in years. It's questionable. He was, this is a little personal because, this was our friend Vera's first boyfriend.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So
okay,
yeah.
Will Sasso is indeed alive. That's the only part of that you got right.
Ah.
He was on Saturday Night Live, and he played one of the Three Stooges in the Three Stooges movies.
Well, so. I can't believe I didn't know that. Was he on Saturday Night Live before I was born?
Well, no, he was born in 1974.
Oh.
So.
Oh, okay. Well, who knows?
Okay. Just one more to get your toes tapping. Mark Ballas.
Mark Ballas. Oh. Oh, Marky.
Marky.
He is alive, and he played the captain. He's an actor. He's known for a lot of things, but he played the captain on Sequest 2000, the show about the futuristic submarine.
You are so close.
I knew it.
The alive part right.
See, I'm doing good today.
He was one of the professional dancers on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. So, see, here's the thing about this. When you pick people that you know, not only would I not know, but I am adamant that I would never have any reason to know these people. Now, with the exception of the Saturday Night Live guy, I should have known that. He would have been on SNL when I was watching it in my prime. So I'm wondering if he goes by a different name.
Will Sasso. That was the name he went by.
Well, I don't
remember.
That's
his name.
I don't remember. Okay. So that's surprising. But yeah, so okay. Oh, good. Well, ruined. Well, that was that was not as bad as it could have been, I suppose.
No, you're right. It's
So yeah. Well, maybe next week.
What do you got going this week?
You know, I got a lot. I got a lot going on. I am still finishing a little project. Should have been. I mean, it's not late, so it's fine. I've worked on it so hard for the last 2.5 months that I feel like it should be done. But you know, there's always that one person that's late on their submissions, and
it's the same one person, isn't it?
It's frequently the same one person, and you know, we're exploring ways to work around that, but. But yeah, so it's completely done otherwise, other than the proofing. So the proofreader is proofing the little project. But yeah, so once that's done, then we launch the software development project and we move forward. So it is a busy, busy, busy week is what I'm saying.
And I understand the coal mine has a new masking policy.
Well, it's an anti-masking policy. So yeah, if you are vaccinated, you do not have to wear a mask indoors or out, unless you would like to. You're welcome to, but it is not required. So people were like, I don't know. I just can't. Y'all, this came out at 3:00 on Monday afternoon or something. And everyone's like, I just don't know. Y'all, by 4:00 on Monday afternoon, there was not a mask to be seen. They were they were completely gone. Everyone's like, okay, well, I guess I don't have to wear it. The no mask zone at the coal mine, which is
okay.
You know, I mean, it is what it is. So,
well, ooh. You know. Oh,
I guess there's no time for me to tell my shark story. Maybe I'll have to.
Oh
tell
no! Please, thing. just let that slip out.
So I was standing in the kitchen on Saturday. I was working on my grocery list and. Yeah, I was like, ooh, a little gassy. And I not only sharted, I shit my pants.
I'm surprised you were wearing pants. Ooh. Oh!
I mean, well, here's the thing. I wasn't. I was just wearing these short shorts, these gym shorts that are, 4 inches long. And so on my feet, I had to put my sandals in the bathtub.
Did you have to put little booties on the kitties so they wouldn't
walk
in it?
No, they were mortified.
they weren't excited to have chocolate pudding for...
No, they ran away.
When I think of people shitting themselves in the kitchen, I think of...
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
A nice brown sauce goes on a skull-shaped meatloaf. with Colonel.